A couple years ago, most of southeastern Wisconsin was reclassified as being in attainment of the federal 8-hour ozone standard. Sheboygan and eastern Kenosha counties remain in non-attainment status, meaning potential new air pollution sources there generally face a tougher permitting process. The EPA is considering, perhaps by December, whether to tighten the ozone standard from the current 75 parts per billion to somewhere between 60 and 70. Vicki Patton of the Environmental Defense Fund says the EPA should make a significant change because high levels of smog can lead to premature deaths and childhood asthma.
The body of research that's emerged since 2008 has only become stronger in terms of the connection between ground-level ozone and asthma attacks, but more than that, long-term lung disease.
William Becker heads a group of state air pollution agencies that includes Wisconsin's DNR. He uses a football analogy to describe what would happen for Wisconsin counties that recently came into ozone attainment.
In essence, it's moving the goalpost back a few more yards, but the progress that the running back from the Packers has made to advance the ball and to get closer to the initial goal is still very important progress of reaching the final destination.
Becker expects the Wisconsin counties would be given more time to get the ball back over the goal line, or in bureaucratic terms, develop a new state implementation plan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.